WJZ New York.
Whispers in the dark, two shadows in the night.
The Connie Boswell Show, with Buddy Lester, Lloyd Schaefer and his orchestra, yours truly, Jack McCarthy, and here's Connie Boswell herself.
Come out wherever you are. I know you're not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, hoping you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out wherever you are. Come out from under that star. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, wherever you
are. Thank you. And thank you, Lloyd Schaefer. Hiya there, Jack.
Hiya, Connie. Tell me, did you enjoy yourself yesterday at our 4th of July picnic?
Oh, I had a lot of fun, Jack. Especially when Lloyd Schaefer fell out of the rowboat with all his clothes on. I never laughed so much.
I haven't stopped laughing yet. Was it my fault when I threw out the anchor and forgot to let it go?
Now, you know, Jack, we really shouldn't laugh at Lloyd. After all, he took along the lunch.
And Lloyd, that southern chicken you brought along was really divine.
Yes, it was. Remember, I saw her first.
No, Lloyd, we're talking about the fried chicken. It was really delicious.
Yeah, I enjoyed the chicken too, Lloyd, but the feathers kept tickling my throat.
But there was nothing wrong with that cake that Lloyd baked. I spent all morning trying to get my teeth into it.
You did?
That's right, and I spent all afternoon trying to get my teeth out of it. Well, leaving the goodies of a picnic and getting into a goodie of a song, here's one some of our boys in the service want to hear. So for Navy No. 66, Hawaiian Islands, and Company L, 117th Infantry, long ago and far away. Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chill. Run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew
Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Say, Connie, whatever happened to Buddy Lester at the picnic?
Oh, he wandered off in thin air with that girl he had with him. You know, Jack, I really think that boy's in love.
You mean with that girl he brought to the picnic?
Mm-hmm.
Why, she has a face like a punctured tire. It's flat, worn out, and should be changed. I don't know what he sees in her.
Well, what do you mean, Jack?
Why, she's so fat. Why, she's so fat, even her double chin has a double chin.
I know, Jack, but listen, after all, they do get along together. In fact, Buddy even calls her Sugar.
Because she's so sweet?
No, because she's so lumpy. Shh, shh, that's Buddy Lester now.
Oh, hello, Connie. Oh, hello, Jack. Hello. Connie, listen. Mm-hmm. I want you to be the first to know. I'm in love. Gee, what a girl that Blossom is. She's got me crazy. This morning I got up, pressed my eggs and scrambled my pants. Then I read my dog. Oh, thank you very much. Then I read my dog and walked my paper. And before I came to the studio, I even rehearsed my shirt and starched my script. But what a feeling. What a feeling it is to be in love. My pulse is rapid. My blood pressure is up. I've got a fever. And I keep calling for Blossom.
Calling for Blossom? You should be calling Dr. Kildare.
Look, Connie, I'm afraid you'll never understand the real meaning of true love.
Now, listen, Buddy. You don't exactly look like the true lover type to me.
Are you kidding? I'm not a lover. Connie, look, when it comes to love, I've got what it takes. Only nobody wants to take what I've got.
Well, get a load of the lover Lester. I suppose you're going to tell us now that you're another Don Juan.
Don Juan? Oh, you mean that guy that wrote that song about himself?
What song?
I don't want to set the world on... but why do I talk to you people about it? I don't think either of you will ever know about l'amour toujours l'amour. I'd rather talk to that character, Lloyd Schaefer, our band leader. He knows about l'amour, don't you, Lloyd?
Sure. She looks pretty good in that sarong.
Oh, never mind. Look, what do I care? As long as I love Blossom and she keeps carrying a torch.
For you?
No, for the Brooklyn Naval Yard. She's a welder.
Don't tell me she comes from Brooklyn.
Yeah, she comes from Brooklyn. And you know, it's a funny thing. Everybody comes from Brooklyn. Nobody ever goes there. But you must admit one thing. She's beautiful.
Are you kidding? She's the only girl I've ever seen with a king-sized nose.
Well, at least it's cork-tipped.
Jack, listen, I don't think it's right for you to talk about Buddy's girl that way.
Yeah, he's just jealous because he can't get a girl like mine.
Who, me? Jealous over her? With her looks?
With her looks? Her face was lifted.
Who'd want to steal a face like that? Besides, why should I be jealous over a 300-pound cow?
Jack McCarthy, you are speaking of the people I love. But what a girl. She has everything. Of course, she does a wonderful job of hiding it. And in case it may interest you, she used to be a music hall chorus girl.
In the front line.
In the front line? She was the front line. In fact, every time she came out on the stage, the first four rows had to move back.
Boy, this Blossom sounds like quite a girl, Buddy. Where'd you meet her?
Oh, I met her in the subway. I was with two of my friends. She got up and gave the three of us a seat.
Oh, so that's how the romance started.
Yeah, Connie, she's so polite, and she's such a brilliant girl, too. You know, when I told her I wanted her to be seen in the best places, what do you think she did?
I don't know. What'd you do?
Well, she went out and bought a midriff bathing suit. You see? You see, that's the kind of a girl I like to go with. It's a thrill just to go out on a date with her. It leaves me with such an empty feeling.
In the stomach?
No, in the pocketbook. But I'm thinking of marrying that girl.
You're going to marry her? But, Buddy, do you know anything about her family?
Oh, sure. I was over at her house last night. Her family wasn't home. But I found out her father makes a lot of money.
How'd you find that out, Buddy?
I saw his printing press in the basement.
He must have printed the script.
Yeah. Well, what a time I had at her house. It was the first time I was ever alone with her. I sat in the living room, admiring how the light shone on her beautiful teeth. Then she came into the room and picked her teeth up. There she stood, a picture no artist could paint.
Why, isn't there an artist with enough talent?
Yeah, but there isn't an artist with enough paint. Then she sat down in the far end of the room, catty corner. After a while, she came over and sat next to me on the couch. Do you know anybody who wants to buy a two-piece couch? So I asked her to sit on my lap, and she did.
What happened then?
Nothing. She spent the next 2 hours looking for me.
Well, Buddy, if the girl was so heavy, why'd you ask her to sit in your lap?
Why'd I ask her to sit on my lap? Can you tell me a cheaper way to get my pants pressed?
What happened then, Buddy?
She kissed me. Ah, those kisses. They burnt me. They were like fire.
Well, she must know how to kiss.
Well, not exactly. She forgot to take the cigar out of her mouth.
Mr. Lester.
Are you kidding? Are you here again?
Sure. I'm a glutton for punishment, ain't I?
You were here last week, weren't you? Hey, you're Ezra Hemingway, aren't you?
Ezra P. Hemingway.
Ezra P. Hemingway? What does the P stand for?
Pistachio.
Pistachio?
Yeah, and when I was born, my mother thought she was getting a little nut.
Oh, I see. Well, she wasn't so wrong.
But when I was born, my father got into a lot of trouble with the zoo.
Your father got in a lot of trouble with the zoo? What for?
He took one look at me and shot the stork.
Yeah? You should have taken one look at the stork and shot you. Look, what do you want here, anyhow?
Well, I heard that you're going to get married, and I'm here to sell you a cottage small by a waterfall.
A cottage small by a waterfall? Hey, that's for me. Hey, where's it located?
Right in the heart of Times Square.
The heart of Times Square? Where's the waterfall?
In the living room. There's a leak in the roof.
Oh. You're an imbecile.
Please, let's keep politics out of this.
Okay. All right. Tell me more about this house you're talking
well,
about.
Well, it's a two-story building, see? And on a third floor...
Wait a minute. If it's a two-story building, how could it possibly have three floors?
Oh, very simple. A couple that lived there last had an argument and raised the roof.
Oh, I see. Glad to see. Go on.
Well, then there's one great improvement in this house. The basement is located in the attic.
The basement's in the attic?
Uh-huh.
What kind of an improvement is that?
Well, in case there's a leak in the pipes, it won't flood the cellar.
Oh, I see. I don't get it either. All right. You've convinced me. But look, before I buy this house, there's one thing I have to know. How is the transportation?
Transportation? I just told you, it's right in the heart of Times Square.
Oh.
You have the 8th Avenue subway, yeah. The 7th Avenue subway, you got the 6th Avenue subway, the cross-town trolley, and the 5th Avenue bus.
Oh, wait a minute. That did it. The deal is off.
Why?
Too much traffic in the bedroom.
Thank you.
was the Continental, played by Lloyd Schaefer and his 24 little shavers. And now we borrow a philosophical idea from Brother Bing. It's called Swinging on a Star. A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, or you may grow up to be a mule, or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? Oh, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, now you may grow up to be a pig. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish? Well, a fish could do anything. He swims in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool up people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, brother, he gets caught. But then if that's the sort of life you wish, then you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be swinging on a star.
Hey, Connie, that was really peachy-weechy. Hey, listen, Connie.
Yes, buddy?
Well, look, I'm in a little trouble, and I'd like to have you help me. I don't know if anybody's kidding me or not, but I'm really serious about this Blossom. And I want to marry her, but I don't know how to propose.
Why, sure, buddy. I'll be glad to help you.
Buddy Lester proposed to a girl? That I'd like to see. Well, I don't think he even knows how to approach a girl.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Jack.
Mr. McCarthy, do you realize that you are addressing a gentleman of the old school? I'd still be there if it hadn't burned down. And furthermore, I happen to be a very polished gentleman. Polished, mind you. In fact, I got myself simonized twice a week.
Get a load of this poor man's Emily Post.
Mr. McCarthy, the Lesters never forget their manners. Why, even when my uncle was about to get the electric chair, he offered a seat to a lady.
Well, now look, buddy, I'm going to help you anyway. I think I can teach you to be just as gallant as they were when knighthood was in flower.
Gee, that'll be swell.
I have a little sketch here from the days of old, and I want you to do it with me. So, buddy, will you set the scene over?
Okay. Connie Boswell presents a stirring drama entitled Lancelot of the Lake or The Miracle of Lester's Creek. We take you back now to the days when men were men and women were women. There's a clever statement. Queen Elizabeth, played by Miss Connie Boswell, has just summoned Sir Walter Chesterfield, known to his best friends as Smokey, who is played by Buddy Lester. He is tall, dark, with two left elbows on the right side.
Sir Walter Chesterfield, I have summoned you to my court in order to test your courtesy and your chivalry.
My queen, there isn't a thing I wouldn't do for you.
Would you go out and slay a murdering giant for me?
That's one of the things I wouldn't do for you. Besides, I think I'm out of practice. The last giant I killed was during a game at Ebbets Field.
I can see that you're not like the other knights. Sir Lancelot, Sir Guy, Sir Arthur. Ah, those were the knights.
Yeah, and the days weren't bad either.
You don't have the courtesy of Sir Walter Raleigh either. Why, when I had to cross a puddle of mud, he laid down his cloak for me. Would you do that?
Nah, I'd use my pants for that.
Why, then you'd be standing in your underwear.
No, I wouldn't. It's a suit with an extra pair of pants.
Tell me, Sir Walter Chesterfield, what kind of a knight are you?
I am a knight of the star, a knight of the garter, and a knight of the bath.
Well, I know the first two, but what's the knight of the bath?
Saturday night.
You do look pretty clean, and I like that suit of armor you're wearing.
Suit of armor? You do? Just feel the material.
It is a good suit. Now, where did you buy it?
Oh, I bought it at Ye Olde Macy's Basement Shoppy.
In Ye Olde Men's Department?
No, in Ye Hardware Department. And you know, the salesman that sold me this guaranteed me that this iron would wear like cloth.
Well, it must be a very good stuff.
Oh, sure it is. Look at the label. 50% iron, 50% reclaimed lead. But there's one drawback.
What's that?
If I wear it in the rain, it gets rusty.
By the way, I notice you have a rip in it already.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to stop at a tailor shop and get it welded. Yeah, but what about this dangerous mission you want to send me on?
I want you to slay a ferocious giant to prove your love for me. Dust, love me? Dust?
Yes, I dust.
Dust? Art thou sure thou dust?
Gee, it gets dusty around here.
But my knight, I don't know if thou couldst. Couldst?
If I wouldst, I couldst.
Then if thou couldst and wouldst, thou shouldst.
Gesundheit. Well, I'm off. I mean, I'm off to the wars. And while I am gone, what will you be doing?
I'll be right here, knitting you a woolen sweater.
Yeah, but you forget, I wear iron clothing.
I know, that's why I'm using steel wool.
Well, here I am at the castle of the horrible giant. Here's his sign, Rumpelstiltskin the Monster. Fair ladies abducted and brave knights murdered for all occasions. Also, hand laundry neatly done. Hark, I hear the giant coming over. Look at him. He's 10 feet tall, ferocious, blood-curdling. Now, you evil monster, what have you got to say?
Hello, everybody.
Look at here, giant. I've come here to beat you up.
Why, you insignificant little pipsqueak. Don't you know what happened to the last insignificant little pipsqueak that came here to beat me up?
No. What happened?
He beat me up. But I'm not afraid of you. I'm so brave I'd go into a den with a lion with long fangs.
Yeah, then why don't you?
I haven't got long fangs. Just feel my muscle. Isn't it hard?
Hey, yeah, it is hard.
And it's not bad when I take the armor off either.
Oh, now wait a minute, giant. I'm a better man than you are. You know something? I'm going to draw my sword and kill you.
You're a better man than I am. That's a laugh. Go ahead and draw your sword.
All right. There. Now, what have you got to say?
You are a better man than I am. Goodbye, everybody.
Ah, my queen. I am back.
Did you kill the giant?
Yes. Now, will you marry me?
Yes, but what about our honeymoon?
Well, first, I'm going to take off all my armor.
Armor?
Yes, armor, Q.
Armor pack in my grip. Armor leaving today. Armor taking a trip. California way.
This heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park yourself a chestnut tree, the wish. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, and everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Celebrated the 4th of July, Independence Day, as a holiday. Most of us took it easy and had a lot of fun. Well, don't forget that a lot of our boys were over there fighting for our freedom and independence. Wasn't a holiday for them, friends. So remember, let's play fair with the boys over there and buy more war bonds than ever before. Now, till we meet again next week at the same time, this is Connie Basel saying good night, all.
This is the Blue Network.